welcome to the Fellowship Broadcast, the radio voice of the Fellowship Tract League. We have been printing gospel tracts since 1978. The prayers and support of God's people have enabled us to print and ship more than 5 billion gospel tracts to 200 countries and territories. Tracts are printed in 90 languages, including English and Spanish, and are offered free to anyone who requests them. The Fellowship Broadcast and the Fellowship Tract League are local church ministries of Fellowship Baptist Church in Lebanon, Ohio. Our pastor is William Burroughs. He's heard every Wednesday on this program. Jesus saved, Jesus
saved. Welcome into the Fellowship Broadcast. We are looking forward to hearing from Pastor Burroughs here in just a little bit. Also wanted to remind you once again that we are less than a week away from the Fellowship Tract League's camp meeting, and excited about that, and the Bread of Life camp meeting coming up. And I know it'll be a blessing and a help to you, as there'll be some great preaching from men of God like Pastor Joe Arthur, the James Jones, Buster Kinsey, Mark Rogers, Eddie Wyatt, Brother Scott Matthews, and great singing from many different groups and wonderful fellowship. And looking forward to what God is going to be doing at the Bread of Life camp meeting beginning on this coming Monday, May the 20th through May the 23rd. And you can register at breadoflifecampmeeting.com and look forward to seeing you there and being a part of this meeting. Going to be a wonderful time, and hope that you can be there here this next week, even if it's just for a day or for a service or two. We'd love to have you be a part of the Bread of Life camp meeting. Pastor Burroughs coming up in just a little bit, but first, here's a letter from a life that has been changed by the power of a gospel tract.
Dear sir, I am writing to thank you for the tract. I really like it, and it helped me to know Jesus. Please send me more tracts for evangelism. Now I want to share the gospel to people and in my community because I am now saved and want to be a witness. Send me to as many tracts as you can. The tract that God's helped me to be saved was tract number 108, Yours in Christ. That from Galena in Denver.
Hello, this is Pastor Burroughs. I want to thank you for listening to the broadcast today. We're going to be in Psalm, and we're going to be looking at verses 57 through 64. This section is, it means fence. And really, this psalmist here, it's talking about how much he loves the Lord and how he's really everything to him. I mean, he got robbed, and yet he looks at himself as rich because he has the Lord. Well, we're going to look at the effect of the Lord being everything to him, what it had in his life. And that's really what this is about. So let's go ahead and begin reading. Let me say this. Chet means fence. And the fact is, if you really love the Lord and he's everything to you and you're trying to obey him and go live an obedient life to the Lord and his word, you'll find a fence, a hedge, a protection in that, my friend. Yes, if you stay in the center of God's will, my friend, you'll find that's a great place of protection. All right. Verse 157 there is Psalm 119. Thou art my portion, O Lord. I have said that I would keep thy word. See, that part of, he says, thou art my portion. It means allotment, inheritance. He's saying, look, God, you're everything to me. That if you guys conquered a country and everybody went in and the soldiers grabbed their share of the treasure, what you grabbed would be your portion. And you say, oh, look at all what I have. But the psalmist said, Lord, you're my portion. You're my allotment. You're my inheritance. You're everything to me. And as verse 61, he's going to talk about he's going to get robbed. He got robbed. It doesn't matter. Why? The Lord is his portion. You know, Hebrews 13:5 says, let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with such things as you have. For he said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. You know, the richest man is a godly man who's satisfied that he has the Lord. He looks at him and says, you know what? The Lord's my portion. It doesn't matter what happens. Why? I have him. Well, it's so easy to be content. It's so easy to be full of joy if that is your real heart. You know, it's easy to be obedient. He says, I have said that I would keep thy words. It sure is a lot easier to obey the Lord if you love him. And that's how it works. First you have the person, then you have the precept. And that's how it is. You know, in John, he said that in John 14:23, if a man love me, he will keep my words. You see, if you really love the Lord, you're going to obey him. He goes on to say, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. My friend, you're out there listening today on the radio. Is the Lord your portion? Is he your all in all? If you say, yes, he is. I mean, well, my friend, doesn't matter what goes on, right? You'll be content. You'll still have joy in your heart. Why? Because the Lord is your portion. Temptation comes along. You say, no, thank you. The Lord's my portion. Suffering. No, thank you. The Lord is my portion. Decision comes up. And, well, that'll affect your decision. Why? The Lord is everything to me. Wow, that ought to be our statement, shouldn't it? Yes. Now he'll pray. And what's amazing is when the Lord is everything to you and you really love him, how you just want to be right with him. Look here, he says in verse 58, I entreat thy favor with my whole heart. He says, be merciful unto me according to thy word. That really, at first you look at it and go, oh, that doesn't seem to make sense. I mean, he's trying to live right. He loves the Lord. No, but when you really love the Lord, you realize you're not perfect, you're not clean, and you want to keep a right heart and spirit with him, and you're daily trying to get right with him, right? 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sin, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Is that you? You say, yes, the Lord's my portion, and that's affected my walk. And the Lord's my portion, and because of that, I keep a short account with him. Daily, I'm getting right with him. I'm asking him to forgive me. It'll affect where you go, the path you follow. Look at, he says in verse 59, I thought on my ways and turned my feet under thy testimonies. Wow. Sounds like salvation, doesn't it? You hear the word, you think on your ways, and you turn and get right. Or maybe to the one who's not living right and he's saved. My friend, the problem is you got to take some time to think. That's the thing about what's going on in this world. We're consumed with amusement. It's funny, muse means to meditate, but as soon as you put that letter A in front of it, it means to not think. Amusement. Yes, and that's what a lot of people are doing, is they're not thinking. They're not thinking of where they're at in their walk with the Lord. If you're out there today and you listen to that radio, whether it's driving or at home, still your mind. Where are you at with the Lord? Do you need to turn back to him? Do you need to get right with the Lord? My friend, be like the psalmist here. Take a minute. Reflect on your ways. If you're out there in your day and you know you lost, my friend, turn to God and ask him to forgive you and save your soul. Amen. He said, I'm going to turn unto thy testimonies. Why? He's going to get right. He's going to go on the path that the Lord has for him. You also notice when he has his heart, as immediate obedience. Look at the prompt obedience. He said, I made haste and delayed not to keep thy commandments. You know how to really get victory in your life? When you're convicted about something, maybe you just got saved and you know those areas of your life that's not right. Get right now. Don't put it off. He said, I made haste. You know, when I got saved, people wonder, how did you get victory on those things? You know what? The morning after I got saved, I woke up and I got right. I said, man, I know, Lord, you don't want me to do this, and I know you don't want me to do the drugs, and I know you don't want me to do the drinking, and I know you don't want me to cuss and swear, and oh God, please forgive me, please help me. There was an act of haste right away. That's right. If you're out there today and you know, man, I'm not right, get right today. Don't put it off, and don't let the devil fool you and say you got time. No, don't do that. You know, we see problems to the psalmist, and yet, because the Lord's his portion, he's okay. He says, the bands of the wicked, verse 61, have robbed me, but I've not forgotten thy law. Yes, you know what? We're going to have trouble on this path of ours. Even if we're trying to serve the Lord and do right, we're going to. But you know what? He says, even though the bands of the wicked robbed me, Lord, you're my portion, I've not turned back. No, I hope that's you today. You see, yes, I've had trouble on this whole path, but don't turn back, friend. My friend, is the Lord your portion? We're running out of time here, but is the Lord your portion? If you think about where you're at right now in your walk, let's just say, would you have to turn and get right with God? Well, do it right away. Don't linger, friend. My friends, thanks for listening to the broadcast today. God bless you.
You have been listening to the Fellowship Broadcast. Be sure to tune in again and invite someone to listen with you. This is Bruce DeLange signing off with this thought. I'm on my way to heaven and enjoying the journey. Are you?